Our scripture reading this morning is continuing in the Gospel of Mark, the 13th chapter, verses 14 to 27. If you're using the Pew Bible located in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1081. Mark's Gospel 13, verses 14 to 27, page 1081. As we continue reading this week in chapter 13, we saw last time that Jesus was speaking about 70 A.D., the destruction of the temple, when his disciples said, "Look at how beautiful this place is." Jesus said, "No, I'm coming in judgment, and one stone will be cast down so that not one is left upon another." And this week he continues speaking about the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D., particularly in the section of verses 14 to 23. Here he describes the abomination that causes desolation, whether that's the Roman general Titus who actually destroyed the city or the pagan Roman standards that were placed in the temple as this was going on. We're not entirely certain. But we do know, as we look at the death and the destruction and the wrath of God that is being described in this section, it fits with the histories. Josephus tells us that the suffering in Jerusalem and in and around that area was so great, it was not paralleled to anything in the world, and that's what we see being described here. But then in verse 24, Jesus seems to pivot from talking about the destruction of Jerusalem then to his coming at the final day to judge the world and to bring in all of his elect from throughout the world. Now, as we look at this, there's one thing that I would point you to, and that is the way that Jesus refers to the elect. Look with me at verse 19. "For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been seen from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days." The theme here is that the people of God are his chosen people. Why would Jesus choose at this moment to highlight the fact that he from all eternity past has chosen them? That's because as he's describing the great suffering that the people are going to go through and how God will bring them through judgment, he brings out election to give them hope. Election is never something that we should think about just as a speculation. It means that the Lord God loved us so much that from eternity past he placed his name upon us. And no matter what we go through in this life, we always have the loving, electing hands of God around us, so that in judgment he remembers us in every decision he makes in human history. It is to glorify his name and to bless his elect. God loves you that much. So with this thought in mind, let us now read Mark 13, 14 to 27. "But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the rooftop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing in those days, pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been seen from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds and the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." Thus ends this reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. May he write its eternal truth upon our hearts.